The federal opposition's jumped on what looks like a dramatic underspend on a crucial multi-million dollar fund to help improve telecommunications after the black summer bushfire season. According to official figures, less than 1% of the money promised has been spent. But the government says it's not that simple and that much of the money has gone out the door. It communities completely cut off during the fires remain on edge. Political reporter Anna Henderson.
On New Year's Eve 2019, phones went dead as fires raged around the isolated New South Wales town of Tumbarumba. But for a while, it was still possible to call the pub.
So I was fielding phone calls from all over the place, many a call from different relatives of people and not knowing what was going on.
Union Hotel publican Martin Wilton says that didn't last long as telecommunications infrastructure was wiped out.
It made it awfully hard for everybody and very, very stressful.
Local police held town meetings each day, but some emergency crews and people trying to save their homes were disconnected and struggling.
People were starting to panic in the town because they didn't know what was burnt, what wasn't.
The federal government announced billions in funding after the fires and earmarked $27.1 million to strengthen telecommunications. More than a year on, Labor MP Christy McBain wants answers. The website for the National Bushfire Recovery Agency says less than 1% of the telecommunications money has been spent. She says residents in towns like Tumbarumba, which is in her electorate, feel left behind.
They have no idea what's going on and they're frustrated that we're 14 months on from the biggest bushfire that our communities have seen and there has been no action.
That's not accurate, according to Communications Minister Paul Fletcher. He says the money has already funded 12 portable satellite kits, 76 satellite dishes and 5 trucks that provide on-the-spot mobile coverage. It took until December last year for the minister to award about half the money to Telstra, Optus and TPG to extend backup batteries at more than 450 mobile phone towers so they can operate for longer if the power goes out. The minister says it's standard practice for the telcos to ask for payment at the end, and that's why it looks like the money hasn't been spent.
Well, let's focus on what's been delivered, not what money has flowed.
Would it have been your preferred option that this was in place before last summer?
We've moved very quickly, certainly well ahead of what you would normally see in the telco sector.
Independent telecommunications expert Paul Buddha says the minister is right and the government has effectively commissioned a big chunk of the work.
You know, it's always in the contract that obviously payment will follow after they have completed the job. Basically, I can't see anything wrong with that.
At the same time, he says it's not clear why it's taken so long to get battery backups in place. The rollout's only slated to start this month.
It's not something new. It has been discussed for more than 10 years.
Publican Martin Wilton says the lack of action is breeding doubt and making people question where it's safe for them to live.
If you haven't got good communications, that's another reason why people possibly might leave one day, because if you haven't got things in place when something goes wrong, I wonder when it's going to happen. And I think a lot more than half the town are thinking the same thing.
Tumbarumba hotelier Martin Wilton ending Anna Henderson's report.